I'm Mike Hebert, owner of Cantex Roofing and Construction. Every day is game day, and we'll get it right when it comes to your roofing, construction, windows, and mirrors. Call Cantex Roofing and Construction today. Together, we are one serving you.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, good afternoon. It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Dr. Mike Gustafson and Clint Scott. I'm Aaron Dickens. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, Double T 97.3.com. You can also weigh in through the Double T 97.3 mobile app presented by Happy State Bank. We have a lot to get to today, Gus. We have, I'm going to ask you boys, you men, some questions, some Big 12 questions, just kind of open-ended. Player of the year X, coach of the year Y, I mean, et cetera.
Got it.
Nothing too terribly difficult, I don't think. We have some upset Big 10 fans, kind of an instance of be careful what you wish for. We have a rivalry ending, though not directly due to conference realignment. It's kind of Big 12 related.
Okay.
And we have yet another postmortem on the Pac-12. And I, in the interest of full disclosure, I have not fully read this yet, but I have seen enough to know that I will we'll probably want to discuss it at some point later in the show.
Very good.
Will, joining us, Will Altmaier, a Double T 97.3 intern. Is this your first day?
Yes. Today's my first day on the board.
But on the
I've
board.
Been here for about 3 days now.
But you're clearly comfortable enough to know where the talk button is, all that stuff.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Where are you from?
I'm from San Francisco originally, but yep. My mom.
Did someone tell you to say that?
No. It's true. I know.
Because we have brought San Francisco to Lubbock. This was like, I don't know, 2 months ago.
About April? Oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
I remember.
April's probably
right. It was in
right.
the wake of the firing.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
And so this should be a second home to you, really. I mean, we eat Rice-A-Roni all the time. We talk about streetcars. you know, we watch Full House
Big Giants
reruns
fans.
All the time yeah. here in the studio.
Yep.
Well, not a Giants fan, but actually New York Mets fan.
Here, point the mic toward your mouth.
Yeah,
there you go. Weird story with that, but yeah, but from San Francisco originally, but here in Lubbock.
Clint, from San Francisco.
Did you know that, Clint?
Dude.
Yeah.
Nice.
I think, Clint, you've been replaced.
Seems like our, yeah, we already like him better.
Yeah.
Seems like... yeah, you'll probably, you know, there may be some texture hate for you. They don't even know your name yet, and you may start getting skewered on here. So,
you know who he looks like? He looks like the guy from The Sandlot.
He does.
You know, like the You Play Baseball Like a Girl guy. not.
We haven't seen him throw yet. So
no.
Yeah,
no, just the guy that said that. Yeah.
Not the catcher.
Yeah. Not the target of said insult. But
hey, is that your girlfriend?
I can't read lips, Clint.
Is that your sister?
What?
Oh wow.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Goodness. Didn't. Wow. Somebody's mad at everyone. Wow.
Love to hear your thoughts and comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3. Will, you going to Tech?
I just graduated last week, and now I'm in my master's program.
Okay, so you're a Tech fan.
Yes, big
oh,
Tech
man,
fan.
Oh, man, that's like oh, yeah. two check marks. Well, good. That's good. Have they told you where you'll be slotted eventually, Clint? Is there a plan for young Will?
I think it's going to be from the 11 to 3 slot usually, but I have taking night classes, so it won't be.
What are you getting your master's in?
Public administration.
Okay.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
What's like the best case scenario for that 10 years from now?
City manager.
Boom. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, there you nice. Go. We get this on the Yates Flooring Center chat line, the great Hambino.
Nice.
Yes.
What was your undergrad in?
I was in political science and history, but I realized I couldn't do too much.
You start out thinking law school.
I did. And then I realized I didn't want to do 30 to 60 hours of homework a week. So I wanted to have a little bit of a life. So now I'm in my MBA program.
You're not the first reformed political science major.
No.
That was too far into the major and punted on law school. Mom, Dad, I got some news for you. I'm not going to law school. I want to go to sports talk. Yes. There's a much greater chance of you living in their basement with that career decision than this one right here. But, you know, it'll be fun in the meantime.
Professional sports rooting interests?
I'm a Cowboys fan. My mom's from Arlington, and my dad's from Queens.
You don't have to say that.
I'm a big Mets fan.
So. All right. Nice. So you're getting a little of both parents there. Nice. Yeah.
Unfortunately, Mets aren't doing too well, but you know, very optimistic about the Cowboys this year. So,
okay.
Well, as long as you have one team that's doing well, you know, like that, I've never felt like I need to be greedy enough to expect
like championships across the board.
Rockets and Texans to be competent at the same time.
It's nice when one of the others relevant because it keeps you in it. Yeah, I got it.
Our friend Duffin Houston asks, "Welcome to the big show, new guy. You don't bob apples in the toilet, do you?"
No, I do not.
Have you ever been on the back of a donkey on a basketball court or otherwise?
No, that I have not yet, but I mean, lots of San Francisco people probably are, so yeah.
Okay. When was the last time you were back in San Francisco?
It's been about 4 years now. I've lived in Lubbock for the last 4 years and only traveled to Dallas. My mom moved back there, so definitely not a Californian anymore. Texas license
plate. So you went from San Francisco to Lubbock?
Yes, San Francisco directly. To Lubbock. Didn't know one person and had the time of my life here.
There you go. All right, well, welcome to the show, Will. Do you have a preference where we start? Do you want to talk rivalry? Do you want to talk...
You've
seen that.
One thing I wanted to mention, especially with Clint on point in there, was to mention the fact that the Rangers are hot. They're streaking. They've won their last two and 12 of their last 14. That's what I call a streak.
Yeah.
Streak. That's a streak. Clint, the instructor in there.
He's not listening. Memphis,
Different about today?
I'm just free now.
He's missed streak, Memphis.
Blue blood.
He's missed streak, Memphis. Streaking. All of it, man.
We're not a blue blood.
Pay attention in there.
Brett Yormark was on the podcast, the Marshawn and Nuran podcast, Sports Business Journal, New York Post. We kind of previewed that a little bit yesterday, and I listened to it. It was really good. Nothing just super kind of earth shattering. Of course, we had the comments that we shared with you yesterday about how, hey, he was sorry that his gain was Kliavkov's loss, et cetera. But the bits of news that did come out, he says expansion is done for now. And he also said that, he did have conversations with Gonzaga and UConn, but those conversations have ended. So their complete full focus now is incorporating the four incoming teams, scheduling models, all those things. He also mentioned that digital might be more of a component in the next deal in 2030, but they felt it was important because they have some developing emerging brands like UCF, et cetera, to get a linear presence.
Well, that seems to be in line with the prevailing thought. Just we're not all ready for digital and streaming yet. You know,
right.
Like you still
ready,
got coaches
though.
Pushing. No, I know. We're not far from it.
More tech talk next.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey, it's the Juice on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com. With Gus and Will, I'm Aaron. Time for some headlines. The Rangers beat the Angels yesterday 7-3. They will look for the series sweep tonight. First pitch 7:05 from Arlington. Our pregame coverage will begin for you at 6:30 on Double T 97.3. Rangers maintaining that 3.5-game lead over the defending world champion Houston Astros. England has reached its first Women's World Cup final after beating Australia 3-1 today. After falling in the semifinals in each of the previous two World Cups, England will face Spain on Sunday. So a rematch of the one of those wars in the 1600s, the Spanish Armada. Michigan State plans to sell alcohol at select home football games this season following a recent change to state law that permits liquor licenses to be issued to sporting venues at public universities. A unanimous vote today by the Board of Trustees at Michigan State. Four football games will feature alcohol sales beginning September 16th against Washington. A little bit surprising that they haven't been able to do that before.
Yeah, I agree.
Former West Virginia men's basketball coach Bob Huggins has entered a 12-month diversion program to resolve a drunken driving arrest. He had been scheduled for a formal arraignment on Thursday. That hearing was canceled last month after he was accepted into the program under the agreement. His one-year probation period can be done after 6 months if he meets all conditions, including the completion of an alcohol treatment program. You, too, can join the program. We'd love to hear from you on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at TT973.com. So, from the Be Careful What You Wish For department,
okay,
right?
Yeah.
Big Ten fans, Big Ten administrators, coaches, officials, pretty hype about their new TV deal, right? Where they're engaged with Fox, with NBC, with CBS.
It's the most valuable in the business.
Right?
Yeah.
You get primetime network programming. You're spread out. You have some exclusive windows. Pretty sweet. But the dark lining to that bright cloud, that silver cloud, is that some of your games will end up on Peacock. And the Peacock exclusive games for the Big Ten season have been announced. Michigan's opener against East Carolina. So if you're a Michigan fan and you're hyped about the Wolverines and they make it 3 years in a row beating Ohio State, all that stuff, need to sign up for Peacock. Penn State's game against Delaware, week two, same thing, Peacock. You can probably just listen to that on the radio. How about this, though? How about this? If you're a Michigan State fan, your big non-conference game, I haven't looked at their schedule, but I'm assuming here, is when Washington visits your home stadium, 10th-ranked Washington, September 16th, on Peacock.
Oh.
Like, imagine if Oregon, the Oregon game here, was on ESPN+.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah, that's... I wonder, I'd be curious to know the rationale for that. Are there that many good games ahead of them in the lineup, or was the deal with Peacock, hey, you got to give us one good one? We get second round draft choice one weekend in the non-conference slate. Okay. And they get to jump in there. Because a game like that would drive some subscriptions, I would think, on both sides. You got two nice college football brands in a good setting. And, I mean, that should be an entertaining – that's like one of the games that you see during the bowl season. You go, that's a pretty good matchup.
I think it's like you suggested where this was kind of the bone that they were given.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's easily, in my opinion, the most attractive game that week in the Big Ten. I mean, you have Syracuse at Purdue. Who cares? You have – Virginia Tech at Rutgers, who cares? You have Northwestern at Duke, cares?
Take
right?
that, Rutgers.
And Minnesota at North Carolina, Louisville at Indiana. And then you do have a Big Ten game, a conference game, Penn State at Illinois. But still, top 10, Washington traveling to maybe East Lansing.
Maybe in maybe they just what we're talking about. Maybe they slid the NBC slash Peacock a bone there in the negotiation to let them pick early in the draft on that one weekend.
And then Ohio State, Wisconsin, and Iowa will also have games on Peacock, but those games have not been announced yet. But you know it's coming. One of those games is going to be on Peacock.
And that's not to say against each other. It's just Iowa versus Eastern Kentucky or whatever.
Now, if you're Peacock, I mean, I don't know how much kind of pull they have, but I would want at least one conference game.
Sure.
Otherwise, I mean, why would anybody keep it around after September?
Yeah, it's true.
This on the Yates Flooring Center chat line from our friend Raider's dad. To the new guy, Will, how many poops have you taken on the sidewalks of San Francisco?
In all honesty, I've taken about one. It was a rush to get to the bathroom. Didn't make it in time, and it was one of many though that I saw around me. So, yeah.
Was it right outside your house? Was it like downtown?
No, it was near Fisherman's Wharf. Me and my friends were going out to the bars one night, and this was back when we were using fake IDs in high school, and I didn't have enough time to, the bar line was way too long, so I had to run outside and do what I had to do.
How exposed were you?
I was behind like a little barrier, so they couldn't fully see me, but I mean, if somebody walked by, they'd have a pretty sight.
That would have been some awkward eye contact.
Oh, yeah.
You know, although kind of a power move. Like, if you're kind of searching for it while you're pooping, that's kind of a power move. This in the chat line from our friend El Jefe. We need to hit the important topics for the new guy. Beans and chili, yes or no?
I prefer no beans and chili.
There you go. That's the correct answer. Candy corn, up or down?
Candy corn up.
Men wearing jerseys.
Men wearing jerseys over the age of 25, no.
Okay. How old
You're
are
both
you?
Wrong.
I'm 22.
Okay.
You're both wrong there, but go ahead.
Big jersey guy. This in the chat.
Jersey. Sorry, I think jersey, no. Like capital J.
Out of curiosity, what made Will decide on Tech when he's from San Francisco?
Well, my mom went here back in the 70s. And I wanted to get out of California to go to school. And at first, I did not want to go to Lubbock, but she took me out here. I loved the school, loved the people, and just had an awesome time.
And she graduated from here?
She did, in class of 77.
Nice, cool.
The real estate price is a little bit different here in Lubbock compared to San Francisco. Yeah.
What do your folks do? Is it Silicon Valley or what?
My mom's living in Dallas. She's the HR person for the company, and my dad lives in D.C. They advocate for small businesses.
Nice. Good.
Bobby Hot Dogs, does Will own a pair of spaghetti scissors?
Bobby Hot Dogs, I do not owe a pair of spaghetti scissors, no.
Will, if you could save one athletics program, do you save Kansas or Kansas State?
I hate Kansas State's basketball team, so I will save Kansas.
Did Clint pay you? Did he threaten you? Was he like muttering under his breath, "You better say Kansas State, or I'm going to cut you"?
I
think that's probably yeah. This is the challenge from El Jefe. Does the new guy think that Tom Hanks has good acting range?
Tom Hanks has great acting range. Big Tom Hanks guy here.
Patsy has this. Go ahead.
No, Pat, we need to text her. Get that.
Patsy asks, I am really disappointed in you guys for doubting that Zach would give Texas Tech credit. I think after hearing his speech, it answered your question. Go Red Raiders and congrats to Zach. Am I missing? Did I sleepwalk through a show where we doubted Zach Thomas in any way?
No.
I don't remember us really talking about it much at all in advance of the.
I don't either. I don't have the context for this. Hey, I got breaking news, and it's good news involving a Red Raider.
Okay,
Clint, you want a NBC breaking news?
Oh,
here?
It's NBC newsworthy.
Yeah, I think so. I think it is. Oh, all right, never mind. We'll come back with it. You know what? You want good news on a Red Raider, former Red Raider baseball player, playing professionally? I've got it. Stay tuned.
More Tech Talk next.
The podcast put together with Red Raider fans in mind. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Owen, it's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Will. I'm Aaron. Hit us with the NBC News.
We had the question. Maybe Monday, if not late last week, could someone be called up from AA to the big leagues?
Oh, yes. Uh-huh.
And the answer was yes. Yes. You know, it's not typical, but it's usually when good things are happening. Clint's Kansas City Royals today have called up from AA, Northwest Arkansas, John McMillan.
Wow.
Johnny Mac. Yeah. He'd been, he started the year in A ball. Nine good outings there, up to the Midwest League, high A. 13 good outings there, then to AA, 15 good outings, like 0.87 with five saves, and he got the call today. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it really is.
Kind of unexpected. That's like finding a $20 bill in your jacket pocket or something.
Yeah, we'd been following him and knew that he'd been doing good this year. I mean, think about this. In 2022, he had a 6 ERA in A-ball. So whatever he figured out, or whatever, it's clicking for him. And you know, that was the first guy that I saw throw 100 on our stadium Coke bottle radar gun over there. And he did it keyed up in 2019 in the regional against Dallas Baptist.
What?
Full house rocking on a Saturday night, and he was throwing 100. It was pretty dang electric.
The Chiefs are terrible. Or not the Chiefs. The Royals are terrible. Yep. Is this – they are. Stop. Do they have some kind of just like rash of injuries at pitcher? Is this about, hey, let's just see what we have here?
I would think it's the latter, okay. Right there. Now I'm not going to sit here and tell you the picture of health, but, because there's two corresponding moves. They optioned a guy, Nick Whitgren, down to AAA, and then right-hander Brad Keller was transferred to the 60-day injured list. Well, when somebody goes from the normal 10-day injured list to the 60-day, what the benefit of taking someone to the 60-day list, and that's more common with Tommy John's than obviously 60-day injuries. But if a guy goes to the 60-day, he doesn't count against your 40-man roster, and so there's the corresponding move. The first move gets John on the big league roster, and the second move gets John on the 40-man. So, you know, a lot of good things happen for him at this point because, you know, the money ticks up for him personally and just the opportunities. Even if he's only up for a few days, the next move is probably to send him down to AAA as opposed to all, you know, back to AA. Don't know that for sure, but yeah, it's
what's the time period or the games played requirement for a pension?
Yeah, I think there's a formula to it. And I think years ago you had to get to a certain threshold to get anything. Mm-hmm. And now I think it's based on every 150 days or so of service, you get it, you know,
incremental.
It ticks up. Yeah. And so, and it has to do with days of service rather than games, and which basically means every day that you're in the big leagues, you know, even if it's an off day or you play a doubleheader or whatever, it still counts a day. And yeah. And so it's certainly a good thing for him. I think as soon as he appears in a game, I noticed this the other day. I think Tech has had like 36, 37 big leaguers. You think about this too. Think about, you know, this is an offensive place over here. I mean, you know, our pointing to our ballpark and it's an offensive environment. And a lot of hitters have done really good things here. But think about who all has been called up to the big leagues this year. Over the last couple of years, Davis Martin, Caleb Killian, he was sent down yesterday by the Cubs.
Mashinsky,
like everyone but Josh. And Jace is coming, and his his numbers are good. I think he's hit 5 double-A home runs and OPS in the mid-800s. I don't know if he's jumping to the big leagues like John is, but he was also 2-3 years younger than John. John's 25, so...
Yeah, and the best pitcher didn't make his injuries.
Gingrey. Yeah, no, you're right.
At least, you know, here recently.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, don't keep... Always file that away, whether it's a talking point or if you're thinking about, gee, my kid needs Tommy John, like... Always file that away. There's a, you know, whatever, a 20-30% failure rate with Tommy John's, and don't let anyone tell you, oh yeah, you come back and you throw harder and all that. I mean, I'll only introduce you to Stephen Gingrey, who was a 4th-round pick, and
right,
you know, and threw one inning of rookie ball and had 2 Tommy John's. And
we get this from Bobby Hot Dog. While I'm happy for McMillan, it does seem like a lateral move going from Double A to the Royals.
Hang in there, Clint.
So this, we've had a couple of folks clarify, because Patsy texted in and expressed, my grandmother's name was Patsy, expressed some disappointment that quote, you guys were doubting that Zach Thomas would give Texas Tech credit in his Hall of Fame speech. And Sam points out, and someone else did too, Chuck was really concerned that Zach wouldn't mention Tech in his speech, and I guess we've been learning that as a promo. So, typical Chuck. I mean, that's typical that we'd get blowback from something that he says.
Well, I mean, Rick Dykes tried to get there and got bumped off a flight and never to get there, and that was a tough thing. And Rick was on with Coach Ashby and I 2 Saturdays ago when you were on, because that was the morning of his induction, and he was trying to get there, but... I think I seem to recall, and I've seen the speech. I may be overlooking somebody, but he was complimentary at Tech, and he specifically mentioned Spike and John Goodner, I believe, who was a defensive coordinator. And I may be missing some, but I think I thought it was all good toward us.
Yeah, and he flashed double guns up.
I mean, there's your photo op. I don't know who. Haven't dug around on the internet to see, but like if whoever got that shot, like can we get the rights to that one?
Part of me wonders, like, if there was some kind of like ask ahead of time, like, hey, if you wouldn't mind, give us a guns up on the stage, because I mean, you could put that in the football building, you know, you could put that in all kinds of places.
No doubt. Yeah, that one would have legs. It'd be like Jonathan Johnson crossing the, one of those iconic photos, iconic moments.
Somebody asked this to Will. Are you a small dab of toothpaste guy or a big glob of toothpaste guy? These are serious questions. I don't know why you're laughing.
I'm more of a little bit of toothpaste. I don't like too much. I use mouthwash too. So
yeah. I'm
hygienic.
No, hold on. Don't like add stuff. Just answer the question. It's fine. We don't need like your whole morning routine. I floss at night, you know. Just answer the questions.
Get the mic down a little bit. Get the mic down on your. There you go. Hey, because the other quick question that I was asked like first day, one of the first segments was, are you pro nipple? You can.
Yeah. Are you pro nipple? What are your thoughts on the nipple?
I'm pro nipple.
Okay. Good.
I'm pro nipple. Yeah.
Tech Talk is pro nipple.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, because we don't feel like you should discriminate based on the bathroom that you attend, with your nipple status.
When you said that in New York City,
regardless, you can roll around with your nipples exposed, no matter
Yep, whether you stand or sit.
Yep,
exactly. Doesn't matter.
Great way to put it.
Yep.
This in the chat line. What's the back hair situation there, Will?
I'm not a hairy person, so no back hair, actually.
Seems like he would be hairless, like a little baby porpoise.
This in the chat line.
Our boy Dickens over here is the opposite.
I've got enough hair for everybody.
Yeah, we could carve our initials in that thing.
Yeah. I wish that I could go back in time and tell young Aaron Dickens that, hey, man, ear hair is coming. So just enjoy it while it lasts, where you're not having to shave your ears.
yeah, that's probably a message for all of us.
Derek has this. What is going on? Just joined. So confused. We have Will the intern in with us today. Clint is Will the full-time employee. Sorry. The part-time. Anyways, we have Will in with us today and behind the glass.
And yeah, we're just grilling him and trying to get a feel for it. If you missed it, Will from San Francisco has
like
taken
real San Francisco.
Yeah, really. Yeah, real San Francisco, and has taken a dump on the sidewalk coming out of a bar.
I kind of feel like that's you're not really a San Francisco resident until you do that. You know, kind of a rite of passage.
When we come back, will you tell us some other San Francisco rites of passage?
Yes, I will. I got a few.
Okay. Perfect. More Tech Talk next.
The podcast that finishes your workday in a very Red Raider way. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Will. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at DoubleT973.com. Gus, before the break, you were asking Will for some more San Francisco rites of passage stories. He's from San Francisco. He has pooped on the sidewalk there, which, again, I think is kind of when you're officially kind of sworn in as a San Franciscan. Is that right?
Yeah, San Franciscan.
Nailed it. All right, what other rites of passage?
Well, you got to be used to, when you get your first car, spending $6 on gas. It's a rite of passage to get a $150 tank.
Oh,
God damn. You got to know how to surf. I know it's not the most, it's not Los Angeles, but you got to know how to surf. We got Mavericks about an hour away from us. So, and then...
You ever had your car broken into?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They call it bipping.
Bipping
in San Francisco, yeah. It's a big problem. They break your back window with a bip tool, they call it. And
I've seen before. Videos.
Yeah, I have too. Kind of a punch and run, grab and run type deal. Happened to me in downtown St. Louis. Yeah. So that's good. And you've taken a dump on the sidewalk, so that's good.
Well, yeah, there's the other one.
That's a big one, really. I mean, that's pretty good.
Most dumps in a city in the world. So
we do have a question. I don't even usually do the text thing, but this is intriguing content here today. So someone's wanting to know if you've got a lover, and then that was followed by when was the last time you had a kiss so passionate your knees buckled? So I guess those two go hand in hand.
Well, I do have a girlfriend. Her name's Zoe. She's from Arlington. How to get a Texas woman. But yeah, no, she has very passionate kisses.
There you go.
Whoever asked that question.
There you go.
Hey, Clint.
It's going to need that.
Okay. Yeah, we're clipping that.
The new guy needs a drop.
Just very passionate kisses is all.
That's right.
Yeah.
Hey, that's right. We'll need that in the show file there. That's good. So, good answer on that, because you don't want to list Zoe as your lover, and then, it was old Mary back in San Francisco that was the last time that had my knees buckled. Good play there.
This in the chat line, Will, Raymar does not have an HR department. All complaints go through AD. The candy corn comment set you back a ways. Best of luck, dude. J-Lo says, biggest thing that bothered me about 40 was ear hair. And having to wake up to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night.
Yeah, mine was the PN, and then the ear hair was about 10 years later. Yeah.
Someone asks, Will, have you met Chuck Hines yet? You'd know if you had.
I don't think so.
Yeah, you would know if you had. This in the chat line, shout out Zoe.
There you go. Yeah, I don't like Zoe. Zoe listening? Or are your parents listening?
Oh, I hope not.
I hope not, too. And
Are they aware that you pooped on the sidewalk?
I think my dad is. I don't want my mom to hear this. Okay. So, no.
What's her email address? It's under the podcast. She's a tech grad. She's going to go, oh, God.
Oh, she had some fun back in the day.
Now, I'm not saying she pooped on the sidewalk, but she probably knows someone who did. Man.
Yeah, she does know me. So.
Well, that's true. This is a proud moment, I'm sure.
Let's see. We get this in the Yates Flooring Center chat line. Tommy John's surgery does not equate to throwing harder after. There are idiots that think that they should have their kid do it because they think that they're better after. Any doctor that performs that surgery should be stripped of their license. If it's needed, do it, but the doctors doing it when not needed are pathetic. You don't get better, higher velo, etc. because of Tommy John.
All correct.
So I should probably cancel my surgery then?
I don't think it's going to up your wiffle ball game.
Dang. We'll have Rangers baseball coverage beginning at 6:30 tonight on Lubbock Sports Station, Double T 97.3. How about this? The British Museum in London has fired a member of its staff, and police are investigating after items including gold, jewelry, and gems of semi-precious stones turned up missing from the museum. How about that? I did see a funny tweet, though, about this. Somebody said, getting into trouble for stealing from the British Museum is like getting nicked for eating Hannibal Lecter. Because all their stuff is stolen.
Yeah. What the... I guess it's the Smithsonian taking beef right now because they, like back in the 30s, one of their, I don't know, paleontologists or whatever, one of the dinosaur bone collectors and was going around and getting like skeletons of remains, I guess is a better way to say it, of indigenous people and different things. And now the, you know, like without really asking, just sort of digging it up and taking, you know,
don't mind if I do.
Which was, yeah, which was the, I'm sure that was the game back in the 30s and farther back. But now Smithsonian, you know, I think making an effort to return some of those things because it's just what you're saying. A lot of that stuff was just sort of absconded back in the day and it's been ours for so long that it just seems like it's, you know, it seems like it should just you stay there.
Keepers,
so,
man.
Yeah. And I think the, like that. Yeah, so I don't know how, I don't know the exact, I don't think it's every single fossil in their collection has to go back, but I think some of the ones that are tied to specific indigenous people and that sort of thing, what they're taking beef over.
This in the chat line, I was about to say all the artifacts in Britain definitely don't come from there. Yeah, it's like every time you turn around, it's like, you know, the kingdom of this or, you know, India is demanding that this is returned or whatever. Somebody says this, finders keepers and givers takers. So the latest postmortem of the Pac-12 is out. It's from the LA Times. It's, I think, really, really well done. Written by, scroll, Brady McCullough, who used to cover kind of Big 12 stuff. He used to write for the Kansas City Star.
Ah, okay.
He was a sports columnist for the Star. And a couple of interesting tidbits there. One, I guess three, actually. One, and actually two of them we kind of already knew. It was kind of the conventional wisdom, but hadn't been a lot of reporting on it. One of them was that the USC president, Carol Folt, torpedoed Pac-12 expansion in 2021, right? Bob Bowlesby approached George Kliavkov, hey, we just lost Texas and Oklahoma. Would you be interested in taking all eight remaining Big 12 programs, forming a 20-team league? It would span four time zones. We could do some cool things. Kliavkov, according to this story, was open to the idea, interested, and they even formed a committee, they created a presentation, but three slides into the presentation, Carol Folt, again, USC president, is just kind of sitting there going, what are we doing
here?
Why are you even thinking about this?
Yeah.
And so that was the end of it. No one spoke up. No one challenged her. Kliavkov included. He should have. Because as we all know, less than a year later, they're out the door. The other thing that we kind of knew, but again, hadn't been fully reported, was that Kliavkov spent an inordinate amount of time trying to keep UCLA in the Pac-12, right?
Mm-hmm.
So much so.
Through the legal route, the governmental route,
right,
if you will.
He was working behind the scenes to orchestrate a vote in the California Board of Regents that would prevent UCLA from leaving for the Big Ten. And he, according to this feature, he had a number of trustees or regents, whatever, prepared to block the move if Kliavkoff could guarantee UCLA $52 billion a year in media revenue.
Really?
When he brought that back to the Pac-12 presidents, you know, Oregon said, no, we're not doing that. We're not guaranteeing them more money than Oregon. Are you kidding me?
Sure.
What have they done lately? And then that was that.
Interesting.
The final tidbit next on Double T 97.3.
It's every Red Raiders favorite podcast. This is the Tech Talk Podcast from Double T 97.3, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction.
Hey there, how you going? It's Tech Talk on Double T 97.3 and Double T 97.3.com with Gus and Will. I'm Aaron. We're joining you today until 6:30. We'd love to hear your thoughts and your comments on the Yates Flooring Center chat line at Double T 97.3.com. So, we had yet another Pac-12 postmortem today, this time in the LA Times. Brady McCullough, former Kansas City Star columnist, now at the LA Times. And this part is new. I have not seen this. It kind of falls in place with some other reporting that's been done. And I guess maybe you could say this is just added context, but Kliavkoff, when they were in their exclusive negotiating window, Pac-12, Fox was not interested, right? They had just picked up access to USC and UCLA because they had left the Big Ten. And so they really had no interest, no appetite for bidding on any kind of substantial Pac-12 package. ESPN, though, was interested, and we've heard this, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the days to follow this kind of episode, we've known that, hey, ESPN gave them an offer of $30 million a year per team, and it was rejected. Kliavkoff's thinking, and maybe this piece, maybe the main source of this piece is Kliavkoff or a Kliavkoff-friendly kind of source, because it paints him in a decent light. Not the best, but a decent light. You know, I think their thought was, okay, this is an initial offer. Maybe we can get it closer to 35, you know, down the line eventually, but this is an okay start. According to McCullough, one of the Pac-12 presidents, it didn't say who, but it's one of the eight, right? Not counting, well, I guess one of the 10, not counting USC and UCLA. Mm-hmm. One of the 10 said, hey, I've got a professor on my campus that said that we should actually are worth $50 million per team per year. He did some kind of calculations, and that's what they said. And so Kliavkoff was essentially told by the presidents, oh, yeah, no, go take that to the ESPN folks. Show them that. And,
show them
and
his
ESPN
boss.
Just laughed them away and just, like, shut it down. Woof. I would pay money out of my own pocket to know which president that was, because it kind of sounds like Michael Crow.
Yes.
Right? You know, wouldn't surprise me if it was like Kirk Schultz or someone like that in Oregon State Wazoo. Mm-hmm. Can't imagine that was Oregon or UW, but who knows? But I would pay money out of my own pocket to know which president that was.
Yeah, I agree. That, yeah, because it's the president who runs with that has some self-assuredness, I guess.
Imagine showing up to Pac-12 meetings.
Yes.
You know, over the next several months, just trying to be invisible because your idiot ass is like, no, hey, guys, 50 million, tell them. They'll pay my professor guy. Like,
God dang. That's
hope that professor had tenure.
Boy, no doubt. And just, I mean, you know what else, though? We've said this how many times? I don't know how many times we've said this. The you know, that group, that leadership group went, yeah, you know, no, I mean, we don't know this, but the thought of them all signing on to it sort of runs in tandem with a lot of other things that we know about that leadership group over the last 10 to 12 years.
And so from this piece's perspective, which again is one of the more friendly ones to Kliavkov that I've read, I mean, he still does not escape blame here, right? He should have pushed back. He should have pushed back when Carol Folt shot down expansion, right? He should have made a stronger case instead of just kind of sitting on his hands. He should have pushed back on this idea that, you know, they should ask for $50 million a year. This from PJ. I'm convinced that Yormark had some pretty transparent conversations with some high-level television executives that told him that he would be wise to jump the pack in line as there would not be enough money to go around for both conferences. So interesting, PJ, in the podcast today posted by Andrew Marchand and John Orand, they interviewed Brett Yormark, and he mentioned that before he even got the job, right, he had interviewed or applied or, you know, I don't know the timeline, but he was involved on some level with that Big 12 job. He had not been hired yet. He said, before I was even hired, I called up Mark Shapiro, who is the president of Endeavor, right? Mm-hmm. Former ESPN executive, has worked at IMG or whatever. And Yormark told him, or he said he told him, if I get this job, we're hiring you. And so he had a game plan media partner-wise from the beginning that he was going to lean on that expertise. And it's not really a fair fight when, you know, one commissioner is, you know, hiring and bringing on board Endeavor, which is like the Death Star in that space. And then the Pac-12 was relying on some, you know, professor.
Well, a professor and followed up by his law school buddy was the actual consultant hired. I mean, there's some failings that along the way that a lot of folks either rubber
by the smart conference
right there were some rubber stamping of some poor decisions in hindsight. I think the reporting has been that Yormark came into this with some relationships already built in at ESPN, like he, you know, yeah, friends or acquaintances, or maybe had even done deals with some of those folks at ESPN in a way that he at least ESPN, if not ESPN and Fox, but that he had a relationship there that was able to lean on and probably create a decent working relationship, especially, of course, we don't know exact timing on this, but if he came along with a friendly relationship in the wake of the no to the $30 million from the Pac-12, was like, hey, let's do this thing. You know, that deal ain't happening. You know, and it just it sets the stage for us jumping then in line. And again, I mean, it's an important detail to remember, and I know you know this, but our media rights were expiring a year after the Pac-12s before this happened. Mm-hmm. And so it was going to be perfectly logical for it to be Pac-12, Big 12. And so this wasn't just two entities with the same expiration date and one of them won the race. This is us jumping the line. This is the Big 12 jumping the line. I mean, really, in hindsight, it's the survival move that, you know, we can all relish now because our league's together and we're part of it.
This from PJ, if the PAC took the original deal, I wonder what the situation would be in the Big 12 at this point. It's an interesting question, mm-hmm. PJ, because the Pac-12, before Colorado left, there were multiple deals that were being worked on. The Apple TV deal and then one that involved some ESPN, some Amazon, and I think some CBS. And that essentially was pulled from the table once Colorado left. But yeah, no, you'd be looking at $25 million maybe.
This has been the Tech Talk Podcast, presented by Cantex Roofing and Construction. Check out our library of Double T 97.3 podcasts at doublet973.com.